America's exit poll is open.
Hi, this is John from Connecticut. I just left polling, and I could not believe the amazing turnout and sense of doing what we had to do as Americans. And it gives you pause, and it's a great day.
It's the ultimate nonpartisan experience, voting. Today's the election. Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. And our southern perch of America's exit poll is in Atlanta, Georgia this morning, where Adora Udoji joins me from Fulton County's government building. Adora, what's it like down there?
Hey there, John. Good morning. We are in Atlanta. We actually had to move around a bit because there wasn't so much happening downtown at that federal government building that many may recall from all of the pictures we saw lines snaked around the corner when early voting started. We're actually on Martin Luther King Boulevard, and we're standing between Friendship Towers and Central Ministry Church, and the lines are steady here. They're moving actually quite quickly, and so we've nabbed Quamelia Scott, who is a high school teacher of U.S. history and economics, and he just voted, and I'm going to let you talk to him for a minute to talk about his experience and how excited he is about this election.
So
good morning, John. How's it going?
Good morning. So it was worth standing in line, eh?
Without a doubt.
Now, do you think the early voting has reduced the pressure there in Atlanta with so many people having voted? It may be a light day there in Atlanta. What do you think?
Well, I think at this point, light is a relative term. I've seen more voter turnout than I've ever seen in my lifetime. Granted, I mean, I'm 31 years of age, so I did participate in the last two elections, but without a doubt, I mean, I'm seeing, if I just had to give an estimate, at this polling place here, probably about as much as 20 times as many people, if not more, honestly.
Wow.
Even with the early voting.
Well, then it sounds to me as though the early voting actually increased turnout. It's sort of, given everybody a reason, a reminder to go to the polls because today's the last day. It's kind of like the last day of a sale or something. That's really exciting.
Yeah, I would go so far as to agree with that.
Now, what's it like in line? What are people talking about? Is there a lot of partisan arguing? Anybody making up their mind right up to the end?
Well, I would say no, and that's in part due to the fact that I'm actually located downtown, right where right on the edge of downtown in southwest Atlanta, and so in this particular area, it almost goes without saying that most people are actually going to vote for Barack Obama and Biden.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking to us and for participating in America's Exit Poll.
Okay. Thank you,
Adora.
He said he's very excited. And I asked him, have you ever seen so many black people voting? And he said he saw a lot in 2004, but this time it's just been a rush.
I guess what's really interesting is how this election has managed to maintain a party atmosphere, even in an infrastructure that is obviously strained. I saw your memo from yesterday of a 1,000-person line outside that Fulton County government building.
Oh, right. And that was last week. And it definitely is a party atmosphere. We've heard stories about how people have been selling food to those who were waiting in those long lines. They were selling lawn chairs for $3 for those people who were waiting up to 6-8 hours. And I've never been lectured by a 25-year-old about the importance to vote. And this is my fourth election that I've covered, my fourth presidential election, about the importance of voting and how it really does matter. So while people are suspicious in terms of whether or not all of the votes are going to be counted, there is this general sense that you have to do your part, which is why you've seen these overwhelming numbers throughout the state of Georgia in the early voting periods, and particularly in Fulton and DeKalb counties, which are two of the largest counties in the state.
Now, of course,
and that begs the question whether or not these Democratic voters who are so excited are going to overwhelm the Republican voters, and particularly those who in the past have tended to vote early.
I mean, I'm wondering if there's a bit of a bubble in Fulton County in the sense that it is really ground zero for the Barack Obama support in Georgia. What are you sensing at precincts outside of Atlanta?
Good, solid turnout. There's several right around. Fulton County is surrounded by others, Marietta, the area, East Cobb, and other places where they've reported steady steady turnout, but not necessarily the same numbers. When you look at the breakdown, there's been more Democrats who have voted early than Republicans. And so it's just hard to say, John. We're all reading tea leaves. I mean, as Andrea was just saying, in terms of the polling about who gets polled and who doesn't and who's a likely voter and who isn't, and when you have populations, you're looking at statistical models that that include populations that have been underrepresented in the past, it's hard to measure how far that enthusiasm goes and what those numbers ultimately end up looking like.
Now, I talked with my mother-in-law early on in the program down in Tallahassee, and she was telling me off the air that the campaigns were involved in making this party atmosphere work in some of the long lines. Are you getting a sense that the campaigns are maybe selling the lawn chairs, that maybe the campaigns are bringing the hot coffee to some of these long lines?
You know what? I wouldn't bet against it. I don't have any hard proof that that's the case. But as I said, when we went to that rally last night, there was a bus, and it was the Obama party bus, and they were busing people in from various points to participate at the state house, at the state capitol building last night. So there is a tremendous amount of organization, and even Republican strategists and Republican officials that you speak to will say, look, they've really outdone us this time.
Wow.
They've gotten excited. They've gotten organized. They've been using the internet, and that's one of the big stories in Georgia, as well as the national story for the Barack Obama campaign, is just their heavy use of technology,
right,
and how they essentially created this wave with MySpace and Facebook and Twittering.
Well, win or lose, this is the story. The organization that Barack Obama has created, where does it go now? Win or lose. Adoree Adoji, live in Atlanta, Georgia.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.